This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Monica's in Brunswick. She's going to play a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Monica, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well. We are doing well. You ready to play a round of Trump Tui?
I am. It's my first time.
First welcome.
Time playing. She thought to herself, I listened last week, though, and everybody was winning a shirt. I might as well get in.
Wow. You're not letting that go.
That's right.
That's fair. It's true. Just a lot of winning.
A lot of shirts.
Not for me. Yeah.
All right. So, Monica, you were going to play this round of Trump Tui. You know how to start the game. Please ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Monica.
All right. Producer Steve staying with me. Jen is leaving the room. She's walking towards the door. She's at the door. The door is open. The door is now closed. She's in the hallway. You know how this works. You've listened before. She is not in the room for this part of the game. You answer the five questions to the best of your ability. Obviously, there is a timer involved, and producer Stevie keeps track of the score. When you are done with your part of the game, then we'll play a quick song so we can let Jen know to come back into the studio, and it's time for her to answer those five questions. When she's done, we'll see what happens. If you answer more correctly than Jen, you've won the game. You're getting a t-shirt. If she answers more correctly than you, she's won the game. She does not get a t-shirt. If there's a tie, then we go to a tiebreaker question. Let's begin with question number one. Lilo and Stitch won the box office during the four-day weekend, pulling in a massive $185 million debut, which is the largest four-day Memorial Day weekend opening of all time. Stitch is what color?
Blue.
Let's go with question number two. Billy Joel canceling all of his upcoming concerts. He announced he had recently been diagnosed with a rare brain condition. He did note that his condition has been worsened by recent performances, leading to issues with hearing, and also with vision, and also with balance. Now, Billy Joel is famously known for playing which instrument?
Piano.
All right, question number three. Vince Vaughn, he sat down with The Hollywood Reporter and spoke about the progress of possibly a Dodgeball sequel, and here's the quote. There's an idea that's pretty good, but nothing for sure, end quote. Now, the full title of the Dodgeball movie is Dodgeball, a true blank story.
Underdog.
Question number four. The American Music Awards were yesterday, hosted by Jennifer Lopez. Billie Eilish, she was the big winner, taking home Artist of the Year, also Album of the Year, and also Song of the Year. Now, Billie Eilish performed and also wrote the theme song to the James Bond film No Time to Die. What is the name of that song?
I have no idea. Time to Die.
Let's go with question number five. Phil Robertson, the patriarch of the Duck Dynasty Empire, passed away. Robertson had been battling Alzheimer's, which he revealed on the Unashamed with the Robertson Family podcast just a couple of months ago, back in December. Now, Duck Dynasty aired from 2012 to 2017 on which network?
Oh my God, I used to watch it. CBS.
All right, let's go with that. We'll see if you hit on question number five. First time playing, we're going to see how you did. First time ever playing a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. How did Monica of Brunswick do?
Monica got three.
Nice, Monica.
Three.
Great job.
Correct today. Trying to win the limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. We're going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. Lilo and Stitch was number one at the box office, dominating during a four-day weekend, pulling in a massive $183 million in its debut, which is now the largest four-day Memorial Day weekend opening of all time. Stitch is what color?
Blue. Is that the other one?
What other one?
Well, who's Lilo?
A human.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
Oh, my.
Have you seen Lilo and Stitch?
I have not.
I think you need to see it.
Clearly.
Blue would
so
be the correct answer.
So it's a human and a creature. I was literally, when you said Lilo and Stitch, I'm like, you're going to ask me what animal that is?
Lilo is a turkey.
Lilo
question number
is
two.
Not a turkey.
Well, you don't know.
What is that animal?
It's a turkey.
Why don't you believe me?
Yeah. Oh.
It is an experiment. Question number two.
He's a creature.
He's not like a squirrel or something.
Yeah, it's actually a rogue squirrel with fangs.
You got to watch It's Under This and the premise of why he's with Lilo. It's a whole thing.
Monica, I'm sorry question number one took so long. We know you have places to go.
It's the whole
question
of
number
movie.
Two, Billy Joel canceled all of his upcoming concerts. He announced he had recently been diagnosed with a rare brain condition. He noted his condition has been worsened by recent performances, leading to issues with hearing, vision, and balance. Billy Joel is famously known for playing which instrument?
Piano.
That is the piano. Question number three. Vince Vaughn sat down with the Hollywood Reporter and spoke about the progress of a Dodgeball sequel. Here's the quote. There's an idea that's pretty good, but nothing for sure yet. End quote. That's what he said. The full title of the Dodgeball movie is Dodgeball, a true blank story.
Ooh. Dodgeball, a true victory story.
Underdog story. A true underdog story.
Underdog.
Underdog.
Got it.
Question number four. The American Music Awards were yesterday. They're hosted by Jennifer Lopez, but big winner, Billie Eilish, taking home Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year. Now, Billie Eilish performed and wrote the theme song to the James Bond film No Time to Die. What's the name of that song?
It's actually No Time to Die.
Question number five.
Comes down to this, or we're going to a tiebreaker.
Thank you, Stevie.
Question number five. Phil Robertson, the patriarch of the Duck Dynasty Empire, has passed away. Robertson had been battling Alzheimer's, which he revealed on the Unashamed with the Robertson Family podcast back in December. Now, Duck Dynasty aired from 2012 to 2017 on which network?
The History Channel.
I thought you were going to say the Duck Network. I don't know why I was thinking you were going to say the Duck Network.
Duck TV.
It was actually
the DTV. What was it?
A&E.
Ah.
By the way, I watched A&E. Would have never had any idea. No. So we're going to a tiebreaker question?
Yeah, we're tied at three.
Tied at three, Monica and Brunswick's first time.
I hate the tiebreaker. Just want to say it. Remind everyone.
I'm ready.
Okay, let's Monica's go back to question ready. Number two. Timer is still involved. Jen will write down her answer the same time you're answering it to make this fair. How old is Billy Joel?
Ooh.
How old is Billy Joel? Here's your timer. 75 years old, Jen Tui.
71.
He is 76 years old.
What? Is he really?
76 years old.
Great job, Monica. Sorry, I'm just thinking of his young children and all that. That's crazy. Monica, congratulations. You did it. You trumped me.
Thank you. Woo.
First time player, too.
Another.
Stop.
Shirt. This is going to be on back order. Limited edition. I Trump Tui t-shirt is all yours. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Monica and I Trump Tui on my first time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.